So we've been discussing the halachas of brachos. So we almost try to walk a little bit of a tightrope. On the one hand, we want to recite brachos. We want to perform the mitzvah of brachos as best as possible. On the other hand, we don't want to recite a bracha levatola, a bracha that's not for any purpose, because the recitation of a bracha levatola is asar. The question is just what degree is there an issur of bracha levatola? So the Gemara does relate the prohibition of reciting brachos in a sense of vain for no reason to the issur of one of the aseres adibros of losisa shema shem lakech alashav. If a person takes a false oath or an unnecessary oath and invokes Hashem's name, so that of course is clearly a Torah prohibition, obviously one of the aseres adibros itself, and a very, very serious Torah prohibition. So the Gemara actually makes a little bit of a connection between the recitation of a bracha levatola and saying Hashem's name falsely in the context of an oath. The question between the Rishonim is just how literal is this connection? So the Rambam seems to take the connection pretty literal. The Rambam seems to assume that the recitation of a bracha levatola is a real bona fide isser, even an isser in HaTorah. So of course that would be something that would be a serious concern to us when we recite brachas, just to make sure one doesn't overdo it. One doesn't recite a bracha that would be a bracha levatola. However, Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quote the Nevi Rabbeinu Tam that not to say that the issur of bracha levatola is not serious, it's very serious, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam suggests that perhaps it wouldn't be an issur min haTorah, that if a person says Hashem's name not in the context of a bracha, just Tam flippantly and just in a way that would be disrespectfully, so Rabbeinu Tam says that would be a Torah prohibition. But to say it in the context of a bracha, so even though right now I'm not really eating the apple, so I'm not supposed to be making the bracha. On the other hand, there still is a praise to Hashem. I am saying, Baruch Hashem, I'm Bar Praise. So I am acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the apple. I'm not supposed to be doing that because I'm not eating the apple right now. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps that would not be a Nisim in HaTorah. In the Maisa, one has to be careful not to recite Brachas of HaTorah. According to the Rambam, we're dealing with an even more serious prohibition. According to Tosafot, it's a little bit less severe. There is another type of a bracha that's similar to Brachas of HaTorah, but a little bit of a nuance different, called the Bracha She'ein HaTzricha. If a person recites a bracha, that's an unnecessary bracha. So let's say, for example, a person ate an entire meal, and they still want to eat more. They want to have another piece of chicken, but they decide, you know what? I'm going to bench first, and then I'll recite a bracha of shahakol after I bench in the chicken. Now, is that a bracha of a tola? Not really, because once the person benches, so then they're technically obligated to recite a new bracha. So we can't label that as a bracha of a tola. On the other hand, it's a bracha of a tricha. It wasn't necessary. You could have simply eaten the chicken in the context of the meal. So anytime a person recites a bracha that he didn't have to recite, he set up a situation, he almost went out of his way to, in effect, create a situation of a bracha that was an unnecessary, superfluous bracha. So it's not quite a bracha levatola, but it's still prohibited because of bracha shehen hatzricha. We were speaking in our morning shiur about there's a chiddush gadol that appears in one of the posts of the Shlach Kodesh, who suggests that maybe the prohibition of bracha shehen hatzricha doesn't apply on Shabbos. Why shouldn't it apply on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, it's never a bracha she'ein hatzricha, because we're always trying to chap mea brachas. The Gemara tells us it's supposed to say 100 brachas every day, and on Shabbos, just because the Shmoneh Esrei is shorter, we run a little bit short in terms of mea brachas. So the Shlach Kodesh is quoted as saying that on Shabbos, you can't make brachas levatol on Shabbos, you can make brachas she'ein hatzrichas on Shabbos, but it's not ein hatzricha. So it's an interesting chiddush, but the pashtus is a very, very difficult opinion. The Magen Avraham quotes it and strongly disagrees with it. He shows from the Gemara that it doesn't seem to be correct, because the Gemara talks about the prohibition of bracha shehen hatzricha even on Yom Kippur. The Gemara is the context of when the Kohen Gadol would lay on Yom Kippur, how he had to coordinate the laying in such a way that he wouldn't recite a bracha shehen hatzricha. The problem is that Yom Kippur is the day that we're the most short of all the mea brachas. It's the day that we would run to try to chop around an extra couple of brachas here and there. And still the Gemara says it's called the bracha shehen hatzricha. So it's a very, very difficult opinion of the Shlach. We generally assume against it. We generally assume that the prohibitions of bracha levatola for sure apply all the time. And even bracha shehen hatzricha, the lower level, would apply in Shabbos and Yom Kippur as well. Have a good day.